The United Nations International Panel on Climate Change, in a report released Friday, says the technology exists to curb the so-called greenhouse gas emissions that are thought to lead to global warming. The report calls for the current rise in global temperatures to be halted at around 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial age levels. It says this could be achieved by 2030 at a cost to the global economy of about 3% of worldwide gross domestic product. Rajendra Pachauri, chairman of the IPCC, says the report emphasizes the need for action by both individuals and governments.
An extremely powerful message in this report is the need for human society as a whole to start looking at changes in lifestyles and consumption patterns.
The UN panel says emissions of greenhouse gases, or GHG, rose 70% between 1970 and 2004, with most coming from the energy sector. Ogurlande Davidson, the panel's co-chairman, says existing policies will not halt GHG growth.
If we continue to do what we are doing now, we are in deep trouble. Now, as it's clearly stated there, with current climate change mitigation policies, global GHG emissions will continue to grow over the next few decades. That is a major message for us to take home.
The report says stabilizing emissions of carbon dioxide, the chief culprit in global warming, can be done through increased fuel efficiencies, improved building codes, the setting of stricter industry standards, plus financial incentives. For the first time, the IPCC endorses the option of nuclear power. The report will now be forwarded to governments and will enter the public debate over how best to combat climate change. Hans Wilhelm, director of the World Wildlife Fund's Global Climate Change Program, says the matter is now up to the politicians.
My message now to the politicians to which this document is addressed is, let's get to work. Politicians need to pull together and recognize that there is an enormous potential for increasing energy efficiency.
The next step will come when leaders of the major industrialized countries meet in June, followed by a further United Nations conference on climate change in Indonesia in December. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.